Welcome to the Cosmic Healing Podcast. This is the show for the soul who is excited to welcome in more freedom, abundance, and quantum healing in their life. Hi, I'm Vaughn. My magic is in treating all aspects of this human existence, mind, body, and spirit, because it is all connected. In this podcast, I will be sharing stories of transformation so you can know, witness, and understand what's possible for you too when we play together in the cosmos. Let's go. Hello and welcome to the Cosmic Healing Podcast. This is the best episode ever because it is got our beautiful little Dana Whitby with us, and we will be exploring the energy of April. And Dana will use her own card deck, the Inner Compass Oracle card deck that every month, I swear, it just blows my mind that you created this, Dana. So I know this is everyone's favorite episode. So I'm so happy to have you and to be having this conversation. And once again, hello, how is it, April? What is happening in this lifetime right now?
I know, it is crazy. Thanks for having me back, Vaughn. This is like, we say this every time, but it's something I look forward to every month. I'm so excited to see what's coming up for April. Because we were just saying before we hit record that there's so much going on astrologically, energetically. It's going to be an interesting month. So I'm curious to see what the cards have to say.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to reflect really quick on our year so far. Because what are we already, like January, February, March? I mean, we're already, this quarter. is going to be quarter. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just insane. So looking back at our energy reports that we've had, I mean, they've been spot on. And so looking even at March, I feel like it was a lot. That cave card, oh my gosh, I felt that cave card so often throughout the month of March.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, I think the loudest card for me personally was this, the storm card.
Yeah.
I just really had to process like some emotions in March. And you know, in the cave card too, I had to like go within to like feel these things. So yeah, it was just a lot. What other cards have we pulled? Let's see. February was the Anchor card, the Morning Star card, Nautilus. Like shifting and changing things, knowing that's what is meant for us will not miss us. It's been a wild ride, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like I know for me personally, and for so many women that I'm having conversations with, like we're really finally stepping into us, into our light, into our purpose. And as we are stepping, I mean, like we've been talking about, you know, becoming this person. And like now we're still in the becoming stage, but we're still like, we are becoming her, you know, like we are in that version of embodying our highest self. And as we are rising to that level, like, all that inner stuff just comes up that we must let go of in order to rise.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so amazing. Like, I mean, it's just, it's so clear, right? Like we can each so clearly see the journey of becoming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to point out too, that, you know, Vaughn and I have been talking about the astrological new year forever. I feel like we've been talking about it since December or something. And like, it just happened in March. And so it's interesting. There's an interesting dynamic here because we had that astrological new year. And so you're probably feeling like you're ready to go. You're ready to start taking some steps, actual action steps. And then April 1st, we're being hit with Mercury in retrograde. Yeah. And for those who aren't familiar, like it's such a buzzword. It's so like kind of over talked about. Mercury goes into retrograde between 2 and 3 times a year, just depending on, the orbit and certain things. It's usually lasts for about 6 weeks, and there's a shade period before. So we're already we were in that like at the end of March already. And then you'll feel that a little bit after those 6 weeks as well, towards the end of May. And that's when it looks like Mercury moves backward in the sky, but it's an optical illusion. And so from the time that it actually looks like it stops, that's the shade period. And then it actually starts going backwards. Mercury represents our communication, our thoughts, the way that we shift and think and perceive the world. And when it moves in retrograde, it's asking us to go more internal. It's asking us to process internally before we make moves. So I just say that it's interesting because we have this astrological new year asking us to go forward, and then Mercury is kind of like, but have you really thought it through? Really thought it through the whole way. And the thing about it is, I want you to still take action. I want you to still move forward. But just know that whatever you start during this Mercury retrograde period, you may have to come back to down the line and revise and edit or rethink about it later. And
Yeah.
that's okay. Like, I think we need to be okay with the evolution process and just starting something, even if we don't know where it's going, and tweaking it later. Like, there's value in just starting something, even if you don't have the full picture yet, right?
Oh, yes. This is a powerful conversation right here. Because that's the thing, like we're such rule followers as women. It's like, well, I said I was going to do this, so I have to do this, and we don't really give ourselves a lot of wiggle room and grace. And the more that we can be in flow with that, and that really also comes back to our divine feminine and masculine energies of being in flow with the give and the take and that dynamic and relationship of just being in flow with each other without the judgment, and we're in a big time right now of releasing judgment, and that always begins with self-judgment. Like we have to release it within first before we can, experience that outside of ourselves. And outside of ourselves, meaning one of our biggest fear is fear of judgment from other people. So to be able to release the fear of judgment from other people, we have to be able to go within first and foremost and release that. So there's just, I just feel this very strongly, and apparently God does too, because that is what is moving through me. Like just release the judgment, really become one with yourself and release the judgment, all the layers of judgment, whatever that may look like, because there are many layers of that that have been intertwined, bringing us into this lifetime and this experience right here, right now.
Ooh, you hit on the next thing I was going to go into already. So I love that. Because I was going to also make sure to bring up the eclipses. We have solar and lunar eclipses right now. One at the end of March and then one on April 8th coming up. And these eclipses are happening in Aries and Libra, which is the balance between ourselves and other people. So exactly what you're talking about. People pleasing, worrying what other people are going to think versus what you want. What do I want? What do I need? And trying to like navigate this like balance between other people and potentially what they think or their criticisms versus what you truly, truly desire deep down. And these eclipses are portals. They are karmic. These are the nodes of fate that are being lit up by the eclipses. It is powerful, and there's nothing you have to do. That's what I always like to reiterate during eclipse season is like, you don't have to set intentions. You don't have to try to manifest stuff. Just let the universe, the nodes of fate, work on you. That's all you have to do. That's it.
Ooh, that is powerful.
This is a powerful time. Like, it really, truly is. There's a lot here. There's a lot here.
Oh, I mean, even, for example, with this next retreat that I'm offering in like so soon.
So soon.
I mean, I literally finished up with the ARC retreat and I was like, okay, like thinking it was gonna be like in the fall, and it was like literally like when I say it is downloaded to me, it was, I mean, there's no way I could not do it when it's that big of a sign, but I was not planning. That was not on my radar at all because it takes a lot of energy for me to create and to put the energy into and then sell the, and it's just like it's a lot. And so I really was not expecting it. But to the to point of what you just said, it is really imperative that we listen to those divine downloads, because where we're going in the way that we want to be creating our life and our business, it's so beyond us. And so when we can let go of the constraints of like, it has to look this way, it has to be, this is what that person's doing, so let me do it this way. It's just this is the way, and we're in a portal of playing with that, of what does that look like if I just took advantage of that download that just landed upon me? What if I were so bold and brave to actually do this and trust that it really is coming from a higher place other than your mind that is trying to create something? What if it really is created from your heart? And I believe that if it is a desire placed in your heart, it is coming from, it is a divine download. Like your ego, your mind is not making this up. And so you kind of have to do it. And if you don't, then you're doing a disservice not only to yourself, but to everyone that needs your magic. So it's so interesting, right? Like we've done so much work. So now it's time for us to be like, okay, well, what does my life look like when I actually put my work out into the world?
Yeah, this is the axis of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. You've been downloading, you've been receiving, you've gone within. The winter time was about getting quiet, getting still, going within. It is time to step into some of that masculine and to actually do the thing, to put the thing out there. And again, like we talked about with the Mercury retrograde, yeah, it's not going to be perfect from the start. You're going to have to shift it. You're going to have to tweak it. You're going to have to listen to your intuition like you practiced and maybe shift some things. But that is all part of this learning process. And if you don't just jump out of the airplane and just push yourself off the cliff, like it's never going to happen. So you have to just do it scared and be willing to change it as you go. Right? So
Yes.
I mean, I'm talking to myself right now, you guys,
I,
like
oh yeah,
like
me too. I think
preaching,
it's so important that we are doing everything that we are doing right now, we are doing scared.
Absolutely.
All right,
Absolutely.
talk, well, what are you doing that is scary right now? Talk to us.
For me, I'm pushing myself into more of the in-person work. So, as some of you know, Vaughn has so kindly offered and opened up her home studio for me to come do my first in-person event. This is my first, like, I mean, I've done things in person, but this is my first thing on my own. I will say that. I've done things with other people. You know, this is my first thing on my own by myself. And we will be working with my deck and honoring the four directions and unlocking and opening up our intuition and going deeper and activating it so that you can hear it and so that you can know the way forward, just like Vaughn and I are talking about. So that will be at the end of April on the 27th. But I'm also pushing myself to do that here in Charlotte too. So I will be in Atlanta at Vaughn's house, but I just made a connection the other day with someone here who is a sound healer. And I was like, let's do an event together. I could run a regression and I could have you do sound healing. So I'm pushing myself
Oh,
to
I love
move out of this online space. I mean, I'm still doing that and I will still serve everyone online,
Well,
but
and you
you
have your
know.
membership coming up.
My membership coming up. I'm inviting people into my membership space so that you can do the tapping and the regression work with me online. So yeah, I just feel like that's where I'm pushing myself.
Yeah.
What
Oh,
about you?
and again, you live in Charlotte. Charlotte needs you, Dana. I mean,
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, everywhere needs you, but your community and where you are grounded and anchored into your life needs you. Like
Does.
the amount of grid work that you can do in that city and in your community that will ripple out is so necessary. And imagine if we each were so bold and brave to anchor into where we are and actually start hosting whatever is on your heart, whatever it may be, or speaking loudly, like letting your voice move through you as you are anchored into wherever you are. And that is making the impact. And so it's really important that I do think that Earth is going through her own evolution right now, and she is purging and healing, and she needs us to be grid workers. She needs us to help her evolve so that she can evolve all of us. Like, we're in this all together. And so I just feel like really being anchored into your community and your voice and letting it reverberate out through you is literally the very thing that is going to heal our world.
Yeah, I want to share something on this. Peter Woodbury, who taught me regression work, he's who trained me. He told me once that light workers are like sidewalk lampposts, and that we all have to light ourselves up where we are. And we might be far apart, we might be kind of close together. We're all connected by this underground electrical system, but it's our job to light up the dark part of our own sidewalk, right? And I just think of us all scattered around like, the country, the world, like our own little light posts. And when we all turn on, like we can light this whole thing up,
Yes. Oh, that's such a beautiful visual.
Yeah.
It's so important. And so this is the moment. Like, we've been working, we've been activating our light. Now is the time to let it shine, no matter how difficult and challenging it is. And there may be electrical malfunctions in that light post here and there because we are in the middle of
Mercury
retrograde
retrograde.
and eclipses and all that stuff. So, but I mean, allow your light to shine even with the electrical malfunctions, and just know that eventually, like, you are solid and grounded into where you are. I love that. That's beautiful. Okay, well, I'm so excited to see what you pull today.
Me too. Well, wait, you have to share what you're stepping into.
Oh, well, I feel like I like talk about me all the time on my podcast, but I mean, I'm stepping into holy. I am holy, whatever. And I don't know exactly what all of this means. Like, I'm in a very big in between place of holiness, whatever that means. I really am just navigating it day by day and really, really trusting and surrendering into my connection with God and where God is literally having me serve right now. I mean, I've never felt so in limbo. It's like that doesn't feel right either. I feel like I am definitely a plastic bag flowing in the wind, and I have no idea where I'm going, but I am enjoying the ride,
Perfect.
and I know that God is the one that's blowing that bag, that it's being like blowing the wind, sending that bag wherever it may go. So right now I just feel like a bag. I feel like an old plastic bag being whipped around in the
Which can sometimes be fun and sometimes be scary.
Yeah,
All the
exactly.
things. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it is really fun because I'm literally just like every day. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen today. What's going to come down today? Like how I need to serve today. And at the same time, being in full awareness of how my old patterns and beliefs are just trying so hard to keep me the same. And it's just like, no, I can't. We cannot stay the same. And it's so hard to just release your old self that just no longer aligns. And so I'm like really letting go of a lot of the stuff. And it's so scary and rewarding and freeing. And it's just an interesting observation, right? Like I'm really having fun observing myself right now because I feel like I am so connected to my soul self that as my soul self is looking down at my ego self, like my human self, I just feel like my soul is like, oh my God, you are so cute right now. Like, you're so cute. And so I'm just kind of literally looking at myself right now, like that of like watch in self-awareness, watching myself navigate through this time in my life of like, I don't know what is happening right now, but it feels really good, really magical, really divine, and I'm here for it.
I love that perspective. Such a beautiful perspective, Vaughn. That's exactly how we all need to flow through this time right now.
Yeah, like, oh, isn't she cute?
And curiosity and whatever else.
So in full transparency, I have never felt more grounded in who I am and more like up in the air of who I am, you know? So it's a very interesting place.
It's like a tree. You're grounded and rooted, and yet your branches are kind of like
Yes.
moving in the wind, trying to figure out what direction is going.
Yes. That exactly. Yeah.
I mean, plastic bag works too, but
Yeah.
tree was coming through as well.
I mean, today I feel like a plastic bag. Tomorrow I may feel like a tree. So.
You go. Well, let's see what the cards have to say. I'm very, very curious.
Yes.
As usual, before we do that, we're going to set our intentions and protect our space. So as long as you're not driving, you can go ahead and close your eyes. If you are driving, just follow along with us, taking a nice deep breath in through the nose. Exhaling through the mouth. Just setting aside your to-do list, the many, many things that are pulling on your heart and your mind, so that you can be present here with us in this space. Casting around all of us now a golden light of protection, asking that any lower level energies, thoughts, beliefs, or spirits would be outside of this circle of protection at this time. And we invite in now those way showers, our guides, our angels, past loved ones and benevolent ancestors, ascended masters and archangels, any beings who are of the highest vibration. And with our purest intentions at heart, are welcomed into this space. As we come intending to seek guidance, awareness, and understanding of the energies at play in April 2024, we come seeking earnestly so that we can grow, so that we can evolve, so that we can make choices and decisions that will move us along our highest timeline and path. Asking for assistance to help us release and let go of anything that is holding us back from taking those steps forward. Vaughn and I offer up our bodies to be vessels and channels for these messages that are in the highest and greatest good of all who listen. And I invoke now the power of Holy Fire Reiki so that these words and messages would again burn and release anything that doesn't serve us, penetrating even deeper into our bodies, into our hearts, into our minds, into our DNA, so that we can fully hear and receive these messages. We offer up our deepest, most sincere gratitude to those beings who have gathered here in our honor. And so it is.
So beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome. Just moving the cards here. Oh my God. Okay. 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 I mean, you guys, we got the cave card again.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. So we get
yeah,
round
I like
two.
that cave card.
We get month two of cave card. And actually, I pulled it for myself personally the other day. And it's actually, Vaughn and I are recording this a little early. It's actually the card of the week that went out in my weekly email today as well. So I have now seen this card like so many times. And if you have my deck, you will know that it tends to produce what I call stalker cards that just keep coming up. They keep coming up. They keep coming up. They keep coming up because they're stalking you, because they want you to listen. They want you to hear. And if you didn't hear it the first time, it's going to come back a million times so that you hear the message. Okay. So with that, I'm feeling called. They're telling me to read the description to you. And I have
knew you were going to say that.
I know. I know.
I did. I did. I knew you were going to say that.
We need to read it. We need to hear the words that were written, that were channeled. Not that I'm trying to communicate right now. They want us to hear what was written. So the key words that came through for the cave card are safety, energetic protection, and boundaries. A magical cave with a golden floor welcomes you to create clear, energetic boundaries. In a cave, you are able to keep your back to a wall facing the entrance. This allows you the vantage point of seeing anyone who attempts to enter. You hold the power to choose whether you allow certain people or energies into this sacred space. With the presence of the cave card, you are asked to create or deepen your protective practices. You are called to uphold self-preservation in order to keep your energy high and ensure that others don't drain you. When in social settings or even while running errands, it's important to practice good energetic protection. Have you ever walked into a room after people had a disagreement and felt the tension? Although it was unseen, a trail of energy was left behind. There's a spectrum of feelings and thoughts left in the wake of any interaction that you might walk right through, and this can impact your own feelings and thoughts. If protecting yourself from outside energetic influences is already a part of your daily routine, then the cave card is calling you to deepen, reinvigorate, or change the current practices that you use. The basic structure of any protective practice involves calling upon your divine team, which are the beings that I invoked in our prayer, and then asking them to protect you and offering gratitude. From there, you might incorporate different visualizations that call to you. So some options include envisioning a bubble around you that only allows loving energy to enter, keeping negativity out. Visualizing yourself surrounded by a golden light, again, like I do in our prayer, or imagining that you're in a cave that moves with you, allowing you to always see what is ahead and having your back protected. The reminder that goes with this card says, you have the power to decide who and what is allowed to enter your personal place.
All right. Well,
Okay.
Received. It's official. You know, what I'm thinking of is as we are expanding and going into new uncharted territory. For example, when I moved into our house where we're in now, we just had our 3-year anniversary of moving in here. And when we moved here, we literally hopped a timeline. Like we moved from a house we had been in for 12 years that just I was so over that house. Like I was grateful for it, but it was time to move. And this house represents my new expanded energy. So when we moved, like the first month was amazing, cloud nine, and then all of a sudden I got really dark. And I was like, what the heck is going on here? Like, why am I feeling this way? Like, I'm so grateful for everything that is happening to me. Like, I was on cloud nine in gratitude, but something fell off. And what I realized through my own personal experience and through asking and praying and tuning into what was happening to me, this is the message that I received, and I'm going to share it. Because I feel like a bunch of us are really hopping timelines right now, and we are the new kid on a new timeline. And so this is what I felt happened to me. Because I hopped timelines and I was like this new, like that timeline existed already, but my energy was new and bright up there. And it was like, oh, hey, like I'm the new kid on the block. I'm like, what's up, everybody? Hey. Well, my bright light was attracting the negative, because even though it was a new, expansive, exciting timeline for me, it was still a timeline where other things existed. And there are negativity, toxicity on every timeline. And so, because I was the bright light on that timeline, those dark energies were drawn to me like, oh, who's she? Let's go check her out. And they were attaching themselves to me. And so I really felt that and feel that very deeply. Like when I have a big, expansive experience where I'm like, okay, I just hopped a timeline. I am so protective now where I'm like really aware, or when I'm working with people, clients, and I'm like, okay, you literally just hopped a timeline. Like, so you are the new man in town. You've got to protect yourself. And I very much feel like that is exactly what this card is telling us, because we are on a new timeline. Like we are creating a new world. And as we are in this new world, it's a new dimension that has existed, that exists, but we're new to it.
Ooh,
Thoughts?
that's really, really powerful. I think you're so right, because I think when we up level, when we move to the next level or to a new timeline, however you want to phrase it, it is, it's a new ball field. You've moved up, you've evolved. So there's going to be greater challenges too that you are going to face. There's going to be more darkness. I love the way you explain that people are like flocking to your light, because this could mean that you just attract, more to you in general,
Yeah.
even like, or even not even all like dark, but you could just have this just a big influx of energy in general, right? Like that your nervous system is just like, I don't know how to handle this. Like,
Right. Oh, absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah. And in last week's podcast, I talked a lot about nervous system stuff because we are, I mean, the energy that is coming into Earth right now, it's coming into us, each one of us, and our bodies are like, what the fuck? I mean, honestly, like the, I mean, I feel like, I think that's why it's been so challenging. Like we were talking earlier, like I feel like I understand my nervous system and I know how to regulate it, and I feel like I have a pretty cool nervous system for the most part. So when I do feel it being challenged, I'm like, wow, like I'm really having to work to keep my nervous system regulated. And we are having to work right now. Like we are in the middle of some deep work, and that requires processing the excess amount of energy that is inundating us right now, because it's not just one person, like it's coming at us astrologically for the whole entire collective and for Gaia. Like, so all of us are feeling it. And so that's why it's just so important that we understand what is happening and how to work with it and through it. We're not avoiding it. We are not letting our nervous system like go into a hijacked response. We're not going to let it go into fight or flight because we're safe here. Remember? We are safe here.
You're safe.
So
Your
we're
cave
just.
is your safety. Like, picture this cave. Like, literally use that visual that, like, you are your own in your own protective space. And I said last month that you are sacred. And I want to reiterate that too, that, like, you are sacred and you deserve this protection. You deserve it's not, this is not out of fear. This is out of regulation. This is out of self-preservation. This is out of managing your own energy. Again, this is not being afraid of what is coming, that you have to like go into this cocoon and like protect yourself. That's
Yeah.
not what this means at all, right? Like, I just want to make sure everyone listening understands that, that this is just taking care of yourself, right? And your body as you expand. That's what it is. Okay. Do we feel good on the cave card? Anything else coming up about that for you?
No, it feels good. I mean, we just are in a time of self-protection.
That's it. Okay. Well, the next two cards are so amazing. We have the sun and the moon.
Oh,
The sun and
wow.
the moon. And so I'm kind of feeling called to talk about these together, actually. Like, I normally go card by card, but
Wow.
we have the sun and the full moon cards. Now, I'll get into the individual meanings of these two, but I just like high level, I want to point out that like this is divine masculine energy is the sun and divine feminine energy is the moon. Okay.
Oh my God, that just gave me chills. We are in it, y'all. Like, we are in the integration of becoming one with ourselves and therefore one with the divine. But first, we have to integrate this masculine and feminine energy. Boom. Oh, this is so beautiful. Can't make this shit up.
Make this shit up. This is everything Vaughn's been talking about lately. This is what her next retreat is about. Like, this is just so on point, just so on point. So I had to take a top-down look at that of the bigger theme here. Like, it's so important to see. Okay. The sun card, we're going to start with that. The sun card is about, think about what the sun does. The sun lights up our entire freaking planet. Like, it is, we are being called to leadership, to step into our light. And this is about knowing that there is unlimited space for you. I don't care if someone out there is doing what you're doing. You are still a leader because you are going to do whatever it is you want to do in your own way. No one else can do it for you. Okay. So if you feel like, well, I don't want to step into breath work because, you know, Vaughn is like the ultimate at breath work. No, there is space for you. You will do breath work the way you can do breath work. If you want to
And
cards like I do, like it doesn't matter what it is, right?
and like I'm going to be offering my first ever facilitator training because I want more breath workers out there. I mean, like, it's not me. This is not about me. This is like spread the wealth, people. Like, we
Yes.
need all the people doing all the things.
Yes. I just say this because I know when we are encouraged to step into our light and to be a leader and to shine our light, it comes up that it's like, well, other people are already doing what I want to do. That is our human side that comes up and is like, and there is space for you. There are not enough of us out here doing this work. Not enough. And if you don't want to start a business doing something that we are doing, you just ask and put the intention that people are put in your way. That you can serve and you can help through what you know and through your light. Okay, this doesn't have to be a business that you do, but it's a way you show up in your life. It's the way you show up in your world and you shine that freaking light. And you got to take the action and you have to be willing to be a leader. Okay.
Yes. I love it.
We already talked a lot about that in the beginning. So I'm gonna let that just marinate where it is. And then my full moon card is the last one that we pulled. The full moon card reminds you that there is literally no one outside of you who knows better than you do what you need to do. Yes, we need community. Yes, we need people to reflect back to us. But at the end of the day, the choices and the decisions that you make need to come from your own intuitive place within, allowing other people to support your growth and support you as you move into that. But knowing that you are your own greatest healer, you are your own, only you literally know what you have gone through in this full lifetime. There is no one else who can fully understand it the way you do. The answers are within. And Mother Moon knows that. And she says, I will help you. I will reflect to you. I will shine a light in this darkness in the night so that you can remember yourself. But you have to be the one to remember yourself. And this is your intuition. This is your deep knowing. And this is trusting it and allowing, again, this deep knowing to inform your leadership and your steps that you take. That's how this works together. The sun, knows that the moon has the wisdom, knows that it's within. And then the sun says, all right, let's take this leadership and this action to go actually do this thing. It's this marrying. You have to have both. You have to trust the within messages so that you can take the action and be the leader and shine the light in the world. Okay.
I literally have chills of truth running through my body so much. Wow. And protect yourself along the way as you're doing these big, beautiful things. Wow.
That's it. So divinely orchestrated, this whole thing. I mean, just such beautiful confirmation that we are on the right track, that we are expanding, and that it's time to do the thing. We've been talking about this for so long. You've done the rest, you've done the integration. You know, your intuition has told you what you need to do. So now it's time to really listen and trust it. Follow it.
Yeah. I want to know, like we have our little Facebook group that has this just for listeners of the Cosmic Healing Podcast. And I want to know, like, what is your, what are you working on? Like, where are you pushing yourself? Where are you, what are you wanting to create? What are you in the middle of creating? Like, I really want to know. I want to know so that I can hold your dreams and desires in my heart with you. You know, like what if we put it out there and we could all each other hold our dreams and desires? Like I know that as I'm speaking and I'm sharing what I'm doing and you know, I know that y'all are holding me tight through all that I am doing. Like I know that, but y'all can only hold me tight, and I can only feel this support from you if I'm sharing what it is that I'm going through. So I invite you to go over to the Facebook page. And if you're not on social media, send me an email, send me a message. Like I am very accessible and I truly, truly, truly care and want to know. And, but you know, why? I mean, don't save it for just yourself. Don't hold this all in. Like, let it be spoken into truth. Let it be spoken into existence and let us witness you as it's happening. So, this is an invitation for when you are listening to this to really think about what you're doing right now and what you're creating and what you want to create and what your challenges are and what you're passionate about. And just really connect to that, like in a, you know, few sentences or a paragraph or whatever, and go over in the Facebook group and create your own. It's like a page where anybody can share and post. It's not, I don't want to be the only one sharing up in there, you know, like it's a community. So go in there, make a post, put a picture of yourself, and let yourself be seen. Show yourself, show your dreams. Let us see you. So this is an invitation. Please let me see you. Let us see you and witness you. Yeah.
I'm so excited by that. I love that because that is how this works. Like, this is how it works, is you have your own intuition, you are taking the steps, and then you allow people to come around you. And just speaking it out loud to a group of people who want to just love you and support you, like, I don't think anyone has any idea how much that amplifies what is said. Like, it is so powerful. Like, this is like our version of like a prayer circle in church. Like you throw your name in the hat to be prayed for. That's what this is. And it's like the power of us coming together is what is creating this amplification of energy. And we will all rise together with the tide. Like, all boats will rise as the tide rises. So let's do this.
I
This is
know, like I
timing.
want that feed. I want it flooded. I want that page. I just was posting in there yesterday and I noticed there were 107 beautiful listeners that are like, I'll join this page. Like, what if we filled it with 107 messages of like, hey, this is me. Here's a picture of me, and here's what I'm up to, and here's what I'm challenged with, and this is what I'm scared of, and this is what I'm excited about. Like, what if?
I have chills. I have chills.
Yeah.
Please go do this. And like Vaughn said, if you're not on Facebook, send us a message. We will post it for you and it will be in this group, okay?
Yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah, that we'll do that. We'll post it for you.
We'll post it for you.
Yes. Oh, and I'm not talking like in a story or, because stories go away in 24 hours. Like, I want you to go to the Facebook. I want you to go to the page. I want you to create your own post.
Not a comment on someone else's, like, this is your name, right?
That exactly. Like, you create, not a comment, because that's an easy way to hide. Like, oh, I'll just like piggyback on this person's comment. Like, no. I'm
You can still comment on people's stuff, but just
yeah,
not
please
let
comment on
it
other people's stuff.
be.
But this is about you.
You need your
This
own
is
separate phone.
about you. Yeah. Okay. And Dana, I want you to do it too. I want you to go
Doing
in there.
it.
I want you to be like, and I'll even do it. Like, I'll do it. Like, hey, this is me. It's April. This is what I'm going through. This is what I'm excited about, and this is what I'm scared of.
I will do it. I can't wait. In fact, I might write it up now and then post it before live.
Perfect, perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. I
I
cannot
love
wait.
it.
I'm excited.
I like that there's homework this month. There's homework. You are being asked to really, truly like step out and show it, and we will also help protect you and take care of you and
Yes,
all the
definitely.
things.
Yeah.
So,
And I love the word invitation,
invitation.
because this is simply an invitation that you get to say, oh no, I'm busy, sorry, can't make it. Or you can be like, I accept this invitation. I will show up.
You're right. It's not homework. It's invitation.
Yeah,
It is
right. Well, yeah. But I mean, still, it's
homework.
homework. Like, do it.
So, it's an invitation to do
Yeah,
the
there Oh, well, wow.
homework.
This is beautiful. What a gorgeous, gorgeous. Oh, it feels so confirming and just beautiful.
So
Thank you.
good.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome. Thank you. Oh, this is just magic. This is
Yeah.
magic. That's what this is.
Yeah. And I'd like to make a couple of announcements. So, with it being April, we have number one, Precious Dana does have her membership available as of April. And so, Dana, do you want to tell us a little bit about that really quick?
Yep, absolutely. This is again another community space for you to come and to be present and to heal and to grow. You will receive a monthly card reading based on my deck, an EFT tapping sequence based on that card reading to help really release any stuck energy. We'll do a regression to go into the subconscious mind. And then there will be two calls where you can come on the Zoom call and share and process and talk through and amplify. So this is truly like a beautiful support. It's $44 a month. And I am going to be offering a discount code, which will be in the show notes below. So check that out if you want a little deal.
Exciting. Oh, I can't wait. And you will be here at my home studio April, what is it?
27th.
April 27th. It's a Saturday. And yeah, so that will be amazing and fun. And I'm so excited. I'm like so excited about that.
It's going to be amazing.
And for me, and the show notes, that link will be in the show notes as well. And we just posted it in the Facebook group as well. And for me, I just hosted a class, a Holy Breath Sister Circle class in my home studio. And I love coming together on Sunday mornings. I love the community aspect. It is so necessary, so special. And I'm going to do this monthly. So I will be, I'm not sure of all the dates yet for like the next few months, but I really just want to commit to that so other people can commit to that. And then, of course, right now I am currently have just released the information around my next retreat, which Dana will be there.
Well, I'm so excited.
Dana will be there in so many different capacities, and we're just, yeah, it's going to be again, I know I say this about every single retreat. I'm like, it just feels so magical, but it does because it's literally so beyond me. It is so beyond me. So, like, when I'm like, I don't, all I know is it's going to be magical. Like, because I, it's not mine. It's not mine. It is literally created by divine orchestration. The dates, this location, everything that is going to happen there, which to recap, there will be a holy matrimony ceremony to yourself. There will be a ring given to you in celebration, in confirmation. So you are literally committing back to yourself. Your masculine and feminine energies are coming home together as one within yourself. You are marrying yourself in holy matrimony. This is a big deal, you guys.
Really big.
It's a big deal. And there will be a baptism, but a baptism with your way. And that one, I knew it was going to happen again when it happened when I hosted it the last April for the Flourish retreat when I was there at the same location. And there was a girl, Laura, and I'm going to have her as a guest on the podcast to talk about it because it was so profound. I had none of us had any idea this was going to happen. But she's a preacher's daughter, and she had so much religious trauma that was keeping her from the very thing that she desired the most, that had been like pounded into her entire life. Like she was so, there was such a wall around her heart, but she loved God so much, but there was so much pain and negativity around it and around her relationship with God. And when we kind of, I didn't know she was a preacher's daughter, but I just like kept feeling, I was like, there's just something like some pain there that needs to be worked with. And I was like, after we like worked through a lot of the layers in ceremony, I was like, girl, we're gonna have a baptism. We're gonna recommit your relationship to God your way. Your way. And we, oh,
Oh,
it just was the
chills.
biggest thing ever. And so we all put on our bathing suits and we had our crowns on. And we went, we did that song, like, As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old. So we had that, we were singing that, and we went down to the river. We can't decide if it's a river or a creek, but anyway, it was a lovely body of water, a flowing, moving body of water. And we just like all hooked, held hands in circle, and we were just like we were saying all the things that we were letting go of. And then the water was just taking it away. And then it was just like, we dipped in that water. We surrendered ourselves in that water.
Oh my
We
God,
renewed, we
amazing.
revived, we baptized ourselves in that water. And now my friend Laura, like, to see, she looks different. Her face is softer. She's lost the edge. Like, she is so soft, and her face is sweet because she is filled up literally with her Holy Spirit and the glory of God that is moving through her, because she released the pain and the trauma that was keeping her from that glory. And it was so intertwined too with judgment of women, like the fear of judgment, right? Like, she never really felt super close with women because she thought they were gonna judge her. And so she never let herself be fully herself. And in that judgment, like, do you see the judgment of that is intertwined? Like, she felt fear of judgment from God. And so therefore, so she felt that within her very being of her own Holy Spirit. She felt the fear of judgment, which we all do. And so this is the very important intertwined of how it's all connected. Like, the religious fear of judgment that was ingrained in her, which it is ingrained in every single one of us because of hello generational, conditioning and the patriarchy. But that same thing had transferred over into her relationship with women and female relationships, and her relationships with her lovers. In every relationship, that fear of judgment of her not fully showing up in her fullness, in all of her glory, because of fear of judgment. Right? Like, am I dropping this right? Like, is it making sense? Like, that connection?
100%. I'm so in this. I'm like transfixed. I can't stop listening to you. Yes.
I mean, it's just is so, and it's so hard for me to explain. Like, and that's why I was like, dear God, please help me explain this, because I don't know how to say the words that need to come out of my mouth for people to understand what is happening.
Yeah.
But it is this layer of judgment that is intertwined with the patriarchy and the religious culture and conditioning of judgment. And it's not that it's just about religious trauma. It is how the religious programming of separation of God is keeping us separate from ourselves and from other people. And we are all one. And so this is the religious, not the religious, this is the holy matrimony that we must really secure within ourselves to be able to become one with ourselves, to be able to become one with God, to be able to become one with the universe and all of our desires.
It's
So
a
this is,
reclamation. That's the word I'm trying to
yes.
get. Reclamation.
Love that. A reclamation. Like, let's break that word down. Reclaiming.
Yes.
Reclaiming your divinity. It is a reclamation.
It is yours. It is yours. You are taking it away from the power of the church, our culture, our society, and you are making it your own. So it's not that it's ever gone away. It's just that you are shifting how you see your own connection to God and understanding that there are no ba boundaries, there are
Right.
no barriers, there are no rules.
Yeah. And healing the things that are in the way. So this
Yes.
isn't just, I mean, again, this is not just a holy matrimony ceremony and a baptism. Like, and we are literally going to be healing purging, letting go of the layers that are there that are in between. So this is a powerful, it's a retreat like I have not done before, where we're really very intentionally working on these layers, and we are releasing, we are calling in Holy Spirit to move through us to facilitate whatever healing you need. And we do that with all of them, but this one, it's like, it's just so much more intentional, so that then those layers are gone and we feel more committed to ourselves and we can make that commitment in holy matrimony and renew ourselves in a baptism in the way that we desire our relationship to look and feel like with God. Wow. Okay. Oops. I did not mean for this to be a
Oh,
sales pitch for
it wasn't.
Holy Human, but wow. I mean, just those cards and this message and the energy, like I just need people to understand, like I'm only doing what I am told, and this is the energy of what is needed right now on a collective level for us to be able to rise up to our fullest potential and possibility, because you know what is there, and there are things that are in the way that you do not know what is there. And so we have to go into those places of what is in the way that is beyond you, because what I'm feeling about this is, you think you know what you're holding on to, but where we're going in this, in these experiences moving forward are so much deeper. It's beyond what your conscious mind is capable of understanding. And this is, because you only know and comprehend the world that you've only ever experienced. And we're expanding into a world that you have never lived in before, that you have never experienced, a world that you can only dream of. So get out of your own damn way and show the fuck up for yourself. Yeah, so there's that.
Let's go. Be there.
Oh, I mean, this place can hold like 15, like legally, she's like, there's 15 guests. I'm like, you know what? If 30 people want to come to this experience, I'll
Figure
pay the fee,
it.
because it's got to happen.
It's gonna
Like,
happen.
I like, if you need to be there, you need to be there. And I need you to trust that. And it'll all work out.
We're gonna make some big shifts. It's gonna be big.
Yeah.
It's gonna be big.
I know, my heart is beating out of my chest right now.
I know. I'm so excited. This is exactly what is needed. We need this reclamation of our connection with God, with the Creator, because it's been so diluted and so dampened and so changed and shifted over the years, and so far away from what it truly is meant and is supposed to be.
One of my favorite lines of the retreat page is, we are creating heaven on earth and we can't have heaven without God.
The truth. The
You know,
truth.
and as you said that about creating, like the creator, like, and we are creating right now. We can't create without the creator. So we gotta, we,
It's
yeah, so
beyond
we
all of us.
gotta let this in, these higher levels of divinity. Like what we're living in divinity is like, I feel like in a pinky, like I'm embodying my pinky's worth of divinity. And God is like, girl,
Yep.
can't you see? Let me in and really work through you and show you. You think you know? I feel like God is like I said in another post or somewhere, I was like, it feels like a prayer from God to us. You know, we're always praying to God. Well, I feel like God is praying to us, saying, please, child, please let me in. Let me show you. Oh my goodness. Who knew I was going to be a preacher?
Vaughn's on the pulpit today. It's exactly what we needed, though. It's exactly what we need. And I'm so grateful to you for following this knowing that you have, because this is exactly what the whole world needs. But, this is what we need. So
Yeah.
thank you.
Us in our community right here, right now, this is what we need. And those cards, my goodness, they just dropped it like it was hot and total confirmation. Divine confirmation, people. Message received. That from if that message doesn't land with anybody else except for me and you right now, like those cards confirmed everything that I'm doing right now, and I am lit up by the glory of God right now. And I'm just like, I feel so on point and on purpose. And I am so grateful for that card pull, Dana. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It was my honor, truly.
All right.
With
Well, with
that,
that, happy
have a great April.
April. And don't forget your divine assignment to go in and show your pretty face. And your dreams, your desires, your challenges, and all the things, because we want to see you and celebrate you and lift you up.
Yes. With that, we love you and we'll see you all next month.
Bye. I am so grateful you played in the cosmos with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you left a review so other open-minded souls can come along this quantum healing journey too. I am most active over on Instagram, so come find me at Von Piero and say hello. Talk to you soon.